What is Juneteenth? Here's a brief history as told by those who gathered at Rockford's Ellis Elementary School on June 19th, 2020.
I want them to know the history of Juneteenth.
Well, you know what? It's...
Juneteenth? I know it's obviously today.
Yes, I know it commemorates that...
Juneteenth commemorates the...
What it commemorates is actually freedom.
Juneteenth is a celebration of...
When the last people who were enslaved were told, you're free.
That in Texas, it was 2 years after the emancipation that...
Was in Texas that it was, and it wasn't honored until like 2 years after that.
It was a time when they were told that they were free.
And it was like two years after the Emancipation Proclamation.
The fact that black people had been emancipated from slavery for 2 years before they actually knew it.
They called it Juneteenth because it happened on June 19th, I believe.
Oh, June 19th, yeah.
But that's what the significance is. It's about freedom, being free.
I would not be able to exist as I exist right now because of that day on June 19th in, what was it, 1865, you know? So that's what I'd like people to know.
Those are the voices of Asia Penix, Laura Bates, Carolyn Cadigan, Aaron McCallan, Harlan Johnson, Tony Thomas, and Minister James Davis. Many Americans learned about Juneteenth after the death of George Floyd and the ensuing protests decrying police brutality and chants of Black Lives Matter. But this isn't the first year that Rockford held an event to mark the day. Asia Penix says that she's happy the 2020 celebration was so packed and included new faces.
We've been celebrating Juneteenth in Rockford for a very, very, very long time. I remember when it was just in the parking lot of a grocery store, you know, like not that long ago. And this is going to be a much bigger thing, and I'm proud of that.
Penix says she's really come to embrace the day as she's gotten older.
We no longer do that for the 4th of July. Instead, we do it for Juneteenth. And we acknowledge the 4th of July as the day after Juneteenth.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker officially proclaimed June 19th, 2020 as Juneteenth in the state. All flags in Illinois were ordered at half-mast for the day in recognition of the last enslaved people in Galveston, Texas in 1865. Minister James Davis says Juneteenth should be a national holiday.
A lot of people gave up their lives for this day. A lot of death, a lot of sacrifices were made.
And Davis says this year things feel different.
This Juneteenth celebration is just an extension of something that's been going on and going on and going on. But I don't think it ever had the impact, not in the city of Rockford, that it's having now.
While Rockford's Juneteenth observances grew significantly this year, from backyard cookouts and parking lot gatherings to massive on-street demonstrations, participants say the Black Lives Matter movement's momentum could make the scenes of 2020 a common sight for years to come. I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.